If it's a Sunday morning here on Robin Hood Radio, it is time for Sporting a Cause with Willie Hallahan. Willie, of course, operates the site sportingacause.com, which is a chronological list of events, all sporting events that are somehow related to fundraising activities for nonprofits in our area. And we chat with Willie about this every week. Willie, have a good morning today. And are you going to try to head out to the links, or are you done with the links for today?
No. I'm optimistic about the weather for later. We usually play on Sunday afternoons, and I know there's chances of showers here and there, but I'll be out there. You know, if it pours, we can always sit inside and have a beer.
That's exactly.
Rain come down.
That's right.
There's always something to do.
All right. So, what do we have in events coming up?
Well, there's a lot coming on. Now it actually started at the beginning of June, and it's going to run through October. It's I love this event. It's Connecticut Tour de Farm. It's a program that was organized by the Connecticut Resource Conservation and Development Area a couple of years ago, and I love this. It was basically a bicycle ride, and what they did was they organized these bicycle rides in rural areas of Connecticut with the idea of stopping at farm stands. Each ride, and there are like eight around the state, there's a Litchfield Hills version, and each ride would encompass 5 to 10 farms with farm stands going on, and the rides would stop at each one. People could buy stuff, either fruit and vegetables, but also wine, honey, chocolate. Farming, you know, is pretty diverse these days, and they even had a van that would follow the bikers around, so they could. The van could take their purchases back to the starting points. They didn't have to carry them on their bike. So it was a great event. It was great for bicyclists. It was great to bring awareness to the farms. It was great because farmers could sell their stuff. Well, anyway, that started a couple of years ago. It went away with the pandemic, and now it's back, but in a virtual form. And that's why it runs now through October. You can go to my website and get the link to register. It's a $20 registration fee. And like I said, there are eight rides. There's a Litchfield Hills one. And you can just ride around whenever you want. It's a different format. And by the way, I so look forward to the day when I don't have to use the word virtual anymore. It's been a way of holding events that can't be held live during the pandemic, but they're just not as good as the real thing. So I look forward to the day when that doesn't happen. Anyway, I applaud this organization in Connecticut that thought of this great way to promote farming, provide an outlet for farmers to sell their wares and give people an opportunity to ride around their bikes and see the countryside as well. So anyway, that goes on through the beginning of October. Go to sportingacause.com. You can get the link. There's all kinds of information if you follow the links, and it's a great thing. I really applaud it. Also, continuing virtually, at least through the end of July, is the Jug End Loop Ultra. That's that insane event where people run for 6 hours and see how many loops they can do. I've spoken about that quite a bit the last couple of weeks. Today is the second day of the two-day Angevine Farm Trail Festival in Warren, Connecticut. This two-day event has been featuring all kinds of running events from a small 2K, which is, 1.2 miles, all the way up to half marathons and 50K races. Today would have been the Peach Park 5K over in Poughkeepsie, but that's been canceled for the second year, and organizers have admitted they're not sure if it'll continue. I hate to belabor a sad point, but I've spoken about this before. If events have lapsed for 2 years, there's a good chance they're not coming back. Or if they do, they're almost going to have to start from scratch, start all over again, building their interest in it and clientele and so forth. We'll be seeing a lot of that, I think. Tomorrow, Monday the 12th, the Torrington Winsted Rotary will be holding its annual golf tournament over at the Torrington Country Club. This is the 32nd year of this event. That's a long time for a golf tournament. It's being run by the two Rotary clubs of Torrington Winsted. And like most Rotaries, they raise money for local scholarships and other local charities. For this one, I've got a list of the causes that they support on my website. You can check that out. Always like to give credit to events when I can, when they give me the information. Coming up this weekend, Friday and Saturday, the 16th and 17th, is the IMSA Northeast Grand Prix over at Lime Rock Park. This is one of their major events. And if you're, you know, if you're a racing enthusiast, you're going to love this race. It's there's several races over the course of the weekend, and you'll be seeing a little bit of everything. There are cars, you know, like from Ford and Chevy, but Porsche and Ferrari, BMW, Lamborghinis, I mean, the exotics. And this year, Lime Rock Park is again supporting the Alzheimer's Association, but they also support a bunch of other local charities, too, including Robin Hood Radio, I know, is often one of them. Next Saturday, the 17th, the Roloff Jansen Community Library Benefit Golf Tournament will be held over at the Undermountain Golf Course in Copaic. This is a two-person scramble tournament. It's $90 per person, which is very reasonable these days for a golf tournament. And I'm pretty sure there's still some openings left if anybody's interested. They're both morning and afternoon flights. And you can connect with Trish MacArthur over there for details. Her contact information is on my website. Also, this coming Saturday is the Hopkins Vineyard Triathlon over at Lake Warmog in New Preston. This is a sprint triathlon format. In other words, it's a truncated version of the full triathlon. It's a half-mile swim, a 10-mile bike, and a 5K run. And the proceeds from this will benefit the Washington, Connecticut Volunteer Ambulance and some other charities. Next Sunday, the 18th, will be the Canaan Railroad Days Run. This is the second of a four-race series sponsored by the Northwest Connecticut YMCA. It starts at the pavilion there right in the center of Canaan. It's a five-mile run, not a 5K. And the proceeds provide YMCA memberships to families that wouldn't otherwise be able to afford it. It's a good cause. And that's about it, Marshall, for the coming week. There's lots coming up in the weeks ahead, including a lot of the walkathons. I'll be talking more about those in the weeks ahead. But before we finish, I just wanted to mention yesterday I went to the VFW in Canaan to take some pictures and to help celebrate the life of Archie Barney. He was a great guy, a fixture at the Canaan Country Club for years, and I was so gratified to see so many people turn out. It just kind of verified for me the notion that for someone to touch a lot of lives and have them gather in such a group to honor him, that you don't have to be a big shot or anything. You just have to be a good man, and that's what Archie was. So rest in peace, Archie. There are a lot of people there on your behalf, and it was a great day.
I saw your pictures, and I saw other people post pictures about Archie. And I haven't golfed in many years, but I remember him when I golfed there. He also had a very almost a sense of humor. I won't call it sarcastic, but a very good sense of humor.
A quirky sense of humor, for sure. Yeah. He stood out in a very simple way, not in a garish way, but he definitely had his quirky sense of humor. His observations about life and people were a little bit off kilter, but always kind, never unkind. He was just memorable, and it showed yesterday with all the people that came out.
They call it character. He had a character.
He was a character, for sure. The very best sense of the word.
All right, Willie, I want you to have a good day today. I hope you get out there and shoot a 41.
Yeah, I'll take that. Thanks, Marshall. See you next week.
Take care, Willie. Willie Hallahan and Sporting a Cause. Once again, his website, sportingacause.com.